Hey everybody, welcome to Soul Food with Father Ben. It's great to have you. If you have ever heard of some of the great food writers, of course, Julia Child, Jacques Pepin, Craig Claiborne, then probably you've heard of a woman named Mary Frances Kennedy Fisher, otherwise known as MFK Fisher. Man, she is amazing, amazing woman. She died in 1992 in California. And just had a massive, massive impact on the food world. And if you've ever gotten into like food literature, food writing, maybe someone like Ruth Reichel, who was the food reviewer for the New York Times for many years, and also for the Los Angeles Times, man, listen, you need to read MFK Fisher. Her book, The Art of Eating, is amazing. It had a massive impact in my life. And so she, in this book, The Art of Eating, she has little bitty prose, kind of short stories in this book, right? And for instance, she has a little story called Consider the Oyster, How to Cook a Wolf. And if you've never heard of this, don't feel bad, because even to this day, many Americans, at least in my generation, have not heard a lot about MFK Fisher. But she was considered in her time to be the greatest prose writer of really America in many ways. And she just wrote an immense amount on food, and she was largely self-taught. She kind of drifted in and out of relationships. Sadly, one of her ex-husbands committed suicide. And she was writing about food at a time that women never, ever ate alone. I mean, it's normal in our own time that women would often eat, go to a restaurant and eat alone. At that time, that was totally, totally taboo. And so MFK Fisher would go to a restaurant in California or in France, and she would eat alone. And she would write about what she ate. And people would stare at her, and she did it anyway, right? And one of the things I love about MFK Fisher is she was very firmly in the belief that food creates good memories, right? And many of us don't think about that. I mean, it's just natural. If you think about like the smell of Christmas cookies, and you think about making Christmas cookies with your grandmother or something like this, if you've ever seen the movie The 100-Foot Journey with Helen Mirren, it's one of the common themes in that movie is food creates memories. And I mentioned this today on this episode of Soul Food for this reason. Look, we all have painful memories a lot of times in life. Maybe we've been wounded, and let's be honest, maybe we've wounded other people. I think most of us have. I know I have. And so we have good memories, and we have sometimes painful memories. We've got good memories attached to food, and we've got good memories attached to maybe Christmas or Thanksgiving or whatever. But we also have wounds. And the last line that we say before we receive the Eucharist is, Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but if you say the word, my soul will be healed. And in some ways, that's kind of what we're saying, right? Is, Lord, please heal any wounds that I have in my soul, in my memory. And St. Thomas Aquinas said there's really three aspects of the human soul: memory, intellect, and will. And so we're asking God to heal our memories. And here's the good news, right? Is that love tattoos hearts much, much deeper than wounds tattoo hearts. In other words, love goes far deeper than any wounds. And some of those wounds go pretty darn deep, man. Very, very deep. If you talk to, for instance, someone that was that had an alcoholic parent that was horrible, some of those wounds go pretty deep, but love and healing always goes deeper. And so for each one of us, it's important to remember that that we can grow from these wounds. If we don't, I often say you can get bitter or you can get better in life, man. It's your choice. And we've all known people that have done both. You can get bitter or better. And some people, when they've got those wounds, they get very, very bitter and crabby and grouchy and miserable. And people don't enjoy being around these people. We've all known them. They're just forever a victim of the circumstances in their life, and they kind of drift through life that way. On the other hand, some people use it to grow, and they think, you know what, that really sucked, that was horrible, On the other hand, I can use it to grow. And I really encourage you because, you know, MSK Fisher had her own wounds, but she used it to grow and learn. And so if you get a time, check that out. MSK Fisher is just amazing, man. She's so incredible. Had a huge impact in my life. Always remember, look, we're all wounded, but as St. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 12, in our weakness there is strength, because it's when I'm weak, that's when I become strong. Hey, don't forget to put soul in your food and give food to your soul. God bless.